Podcast.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you know what it's called?
No.
Joey and the Pecs.
Pecs.
As in multiple, as in
as in Peck
and
Pecs.
Pecs.
And we got a Joey.
Joey. As in
Joey
as in
and
Joe.
The Pecs.
You get it?
I do get it. I don't see where you come in though.
I'm the pecs.
But to make it plural, now there's multiple pecs.
No,
multiple
like Benny
pecs.
And
three
the Jets.
Pecs. There's a peck and pecs. Now we're just gonna do a segment on why I think breeding dogs and buying from a breeder is wrong.
Sure,
it's important. Because I agree with you here.
Thank you. And then Joe, I think Joe is
disagreeing.
Oh,
he's going
with
by
me.
Cannoli.
I'm just playing devil's advocate.
All right, so Joe, you think
or
I'm
we're
wrong
using
here,
names.
Which
I'm
fine.
Just playing devil's advocate.
Okay, well here, think. Imagine it this way.
First names only.
Imagine your mom had you, you know, and so you're a baby, and she like you know whatever you suck on her tits for 9 months, whatever.
Okay.
And then someone takes you, okay, and they're like, you're coming with me, right?
Right.
And then they're like, all right, you have to fuck that. That's what breeders do. Be like, oh, that's a cute one. That's a good-looking one. He's got good genes. I'm going to take him as soon as I can, and I'm going to make him fuck that one.
But they're dogs. Like, that's their purpose.
Oh, that's their purpose. Then what is our purpose?
Obviously, we have a higher level of consciousness. We can achieve more than just reproduce.
So you think dogs are only on this earth to reproduce?
No,
every
but, like,
dog.
That's their instinctual, like... Dry.
So it's my instinct
yeah,
to drive to fuck things
too.
Too.
It is, and humans can breed. I mean, I'm not talking eugenics, but like if you want a strong woman, good genes.
I see where you're coming from, but every dog is bred for its own purpose too. You got Jack Russells that like to go down into the rabbit
They
holes.
Were bred for the, yeah.
Yeah, but we're talking about fucking families who are just like, I want a dog.
That's
wrong.
Too.
Right? Like they're just mass producing these dogs. The sell them.
Yeah. Hey, we're in America, man. That's just capitalism right there.
That's capitalism.
Are you an American?
You know, communism's a red herring.
I see where you're coming from. I mean, it's great to adopt dogs.
But and then also, the other issue lies in how many dogs are sitting in kennels getting euthanized. It's like, it's not right.
I would
rather, what if we did that to humans?
I'd rather have a dog.
That's from a population crisis.
My first dog was a rescue.
Boom.
Absolutely love the dog.
Okay.
Purebred boxer, great dog.
Boxer.
Second
a
dog.
Purebred rescue. Okay, so you can get a purebred through a rescue.
Here's the thing, though. We didn't get my second dog from a breeder. She was just a dog that happened to have puppies, and they were like, we can't handle the puppies. Where do you come in on that?
What do you mean?
Because it wasn't from a breeder, but it was definitely from, like, a litter of dogs. They're purebred dogs.
Well, that's different, I think, when you got a...
Because it's certainly not a rescue.
When you have someone who is careless and doesn't get their dog fixed, and they get knocked up, it's like, well, you gotta do something with those... You gotta do something with those pups.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
So you either gotta get rid of them, or you know, you gotta make a little bit of money on them, because you just paid to keep them alive. So, I mean... I'm not saying you gotta, you know, sell them for what they're worth, but, you know, if you want to sell them for $100 just to pay for their food and for taking care of them, I mean, I guess I'm okay with that.
Well, for, like, a purebred dog that's bred, it's, like, supposed to be a show dog, how much do you think that's gonna run you? A couple grand, maybe?
Couple G's, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. There's dogs that go off for, oof.
My second dog.
There's $15,000 dogs out there. There's $15,000 dogs out there.
Holy
It's
smokes.
Absolutely true.
Yeah.
Show dogs have got all their papers.
Oh but you got God. Attack dogs?
That's I don't cool. like that shit. The show dogs, the fucking
oh
shit
God.
They put on like before the Super Bowl, like the puppet bowls, cube. Like I don't get the whole show dog thing.
But,
like,
but my
you know,
second
you know,
dog,
you know, most of those dogs are actually deformed.
What do you mean deformed?
Like pugs? Like pugs? You know, pugs have that.
Yeah, I get. Yeah, they
can't breathe.
I sure.
That's not like oh, it's so cute. It's
neither can
they're
Joe.
So,
I don't
think it's cute.
They're so inbred.
Boom,
roast. They're so inbred that they're deformed. Same thing with German shepherds. Because they want to have that, like, slope back. That's a deformity. And, like, their fucking hips go when they're really young.
Yeah.
And it's because they're fucking inbred, man.
You run into that a lot with French Bulldogs. That's why they're always bug-eyed and cross-eyed and shit.
I can't believe the other day in class, we were going around class saying, like, who looks like a dog, like, which dog looks like most, and they said I look like a French Bulldog. I was so insulted. I think those dogs are so stupid, so, like, yappy, like, oh, gross. My cousin has one, and it pisses on the floor nonstop. And that's just not me. Like, yeah, sometimes I poop myself, but I never, like,
wait, all right, so if you're a French Bulldog, then what's Peck?
What's Peck? Oh, chocolate lab.
Yeah,
oh,
I was thinking chocolate lab.
Just no loyal, way. Just smart,
loyal,
real family,
working
friendly.
Dog, hunting dog.
He's
that
a
was
pointer.
A good one. I
He's
like
a
that.
German pointer.
German I see, pointer. I'm not that advanced into dog breeds, you know. I like
German pointer better.
Okay.
What am I?
What do you... Oh, that's a tough one. Cause, like,
this
you
is
see,
a tough one.
You want to get...
You know, I kind of want to go with Pitbull, because once he latches on to something, he is fucking
But he's also, like, soft and sensitive. I know Pitbulls can be,
but... soft
you
and
need,
sensitive
like,
dogs.
They are, but you want... I want, like, a Goldie type of dog, because he's so fucking, like, blonde and white. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. Okay, yeah. I'm flattered.
Like, you can't do, like, a golden retriever.
They,
you can't do
there
a golden
are,
lamb.
There are blonde American Pitbull Terriers.
I bet there are.
Yeah, I mean, they're, like, more
you know, you
tan,
could be
but they're blonde.
Like one of those brown huskies.
Oh, huskies, they run away all the time. I would never run away.
Okay. He's loyal.
So you're a homebody, you know? You're a real homebody.
Yeah. Let's see, what would...
Homebody with a high
up,
body
we gotta
count.
Come up with a better one for
can
Joe.
I, someone else said boxer, and I was like, ah.
You're not high energy enough.
No.
I hate to say it,
be.
Well,
get a few drinks in me. You're having a good time. I'll do something crazy.
We've heard.
Oh, yeah.
Another time.
Another podcast. You got the personality of a little dog, like...
Oh! See,
no,
because,
like,
me,
no. Because, like, sometimes you want to play, and other times you're just, like, a total dick.
You name me total dick.
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh. So, what do you guys think about the war with Iran? You think it's going to happen?
Let's not go there.
That's a good segue. I like
too
that.
Much for our first podcast?
Well, let's circle back around to Joe admitting that he's pooped his pants.
you want to hear that
you
story?
You got any stories?
No, yeah. We can't talk about the poop.
Tell him the story.
No poop on the podcast.
Well,
you know, that's coming straight from
good
the girl
segue.
Back home. And two, Evan doesn't like Packer, Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou.
We started using our names. That
just
is no going back.
Pex. That's confusing with Peck, though.
Well, I'm Pecker, and that's
Pecker.
Pex.
Why can't we call him Sweet Lou? You wanted to be called Sweet Lou.
I know, but you just said, like, three names. I'll go with Sweet Lou. We'll go with Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou.
That's what I said the
Sweet
third time.
Lou, Cannoli, and Pecker.
The point I'm trying to make is Sweet Lou doesn't want to talk about poop. He doesn't like it.
I don't like talking about
doesn't
poop.
Like talking about,
well,
do
another
you
good.
Do you listen to a
well,
poop
I like
story?
A good poop story, but like if someone's like, I'm not the type of guy to walk out of the bathroom and be like, yo, I just do the biggest shit.
You just did
when I popped out of the bathroom and told you that the Incredible Hulk came out of my ass in liquid form.
Yeah, see.
No bueno. But Joe pooping, Cannoli pooping his pants.
I don't want to hear like a description of your poop, like what was in it, what you ate, how your butthole feels afterwards. I don't want to hear that. I don't want some guy at a truck station walking out of the bathroom like,
oh brother, I've been on the road for 3 days. I think a chocolate squirrel just popped out of
me. You know, I don't want to hear that.
No.
But
no.
I if you pooped your pants, I mean that's a good story.
Which story do you want? Alright, I'll hit you with that's with the first time down here in Florida, I pooped my pants, and not proud of it, but it's a good story. So I wake up from a nap, and it's like, I think it's a weeknight, and it's like 9 o'clock maybe, no, probably more towards 8 p.m., and I woke up from a nap, so the night's not going so good anyways. I get a Snapchat from this dude, he's like, yo, it's raining, I think you left your windows down. And I was like, aw, shit, I gotta go put up my windows. And so I grab my keys, I'm half asleep, I run downstairs, I'm in like my flip-flops, t-shirt, shorts, it's raining out, but I had to go to my car, and I really had to pee.
Now, here's the thing, I got the first bit of this, he's like, oh, fuck, I forgot to put my windows up, gets his shit and runs out.
That's it, that's all Peck knew, at the time.
That's all I knew.
So and I get to my car, I'm like, yo, I really have to pee. And back in college, I used to pee in the parking lot all the time.
Oh my god, yeah. I get off peeing outside.
Dude, me too. It was weird. Like, it was nothing disrespectful. I just pissed in between, like, my door or something, or on, like, near my tire. Just because I had to pee and it was a far walk to my dorm. So I thought, hey, I'm at a dorm parking lot. Now, let me get it all throw back to my good old days. So I'm putting up my windows, and I just whip out my dick. And I go to flex, you know, that muscle group down there. It's like your hemorrhoids or something.
Not the right word. You're clenching the cheeks?
Yeah. What's okay. That muscle called?
I don't know. Glute? Sphincter.
Is it sphincter?
Sphincter. Yeah, it's the one that keeps the butthole tight.
All right. So I guess I was flexing my sphincter. And I go to push the urine out of my pee hole. And I thought I had a fart or something, so I flexed real hard. And I felt the turtle head come out. And I was like, oh, God. And so I was like, that's not good. Let me try to stop peeing so I can, like, move to a bathroom ASAP. So by me trying to stop peeing, I flexed that muscle even harder and more shit came out. I could feel it, like, scraping against the cheeks. And I was like, oh, fuck. I can't stop peeing. So I'm continuing peeing. My windows are up by the time, but it's a long stream, and I feel the shit, like, slowly creeping out of my ass.
Oh my God.
To sit there and take it and wait for my piss. And you know, like, when you need to get a poop, like, this piss is taking forever. So I'm finally done. I whip my dick back in my pants. I'm waddling to the front door, and, like, you know, the fucking, I'm at a wide stance. And so I get in, and I had no time to wait for the elevator. I was not trying to go up the elevator. I wasn't taking the stairs. God, no, I wasn't taking the stairs. So luckily, there's a bathroom right next to the lobby. And, you know, no one uses those bathrooms. So I go in, and I pull down my pants, and I just fucking, I rip ass. And fucking, you know, your classic, like, explosive shitting.
Big fart, you know?
And in the meantime, I'm looking down at my underwear, and there's no shit in there. I'm like, huh.
Oh, my
God. No, excuse me. I stand corrected. This was the second time I shit my pants. Now, the first time I shit my pants, I went to go poop, and all I did was fart. Now, I'll let you know why I only farted, because I look in the toilet bowl, nothing came out. I look at my pants. My underwear's clean. I'm, like, searching around my underwear. There's no shit stains. I even, like, give it a quick sniff. Not that bad. A little shitty
little
smell,
goose,
but not that
little
bad.
Goose sweat.
And again, like I thought I farted and like shit myself. Nothing in the toilet bowl. Nothing in my underwear. I'm like, where's this shit?
Where is the shit?
So I'm like, okay, let me go check. So I grab some toilet paper, get a nice padding. I stick it back there, and I take a look. The whole fucking sheet of toilet paper is covered in brown.
Oh my god.
I go back for like round two, and there's shit caked all over my cheeks. I give it probably like a 6-inch by 6-inch square of just like shit.
Oh my
all
god.
Over my cheeks. And it was a mess.
That's like a baby up. Poop.
It was. It was like, because I guess like it got smeared against my ass cheeks and the walking just kind of like squished it all around.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
impressive is the underwear was clean.
Yeah.
The underwear was clean. That was the best part.
Path of least resistance. That's like, you know.
I had to wipe the left side of my cheek, not just, like, the crack, but my cheek, the right side of my cheek, my taint.
Let me
like,
ask you something.
Top of the
Did
crack
you shower right after? You huh. fucking dirtbag.
No, let me think about this. I think I went up to my room, grabbed the baby wipes, and gave myself, like, a whole rinse down, you know, in the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
I hope I showered, though. Probably not, because we probably came out of PT. I already showered one time. Like, I'm not going to shower again.
I got a good one.
Here's the kicker. I'm up here. I just know he hasn't shut his windows. I've only been his roommate for like maybe 3 weeks at this point. He's just gone for like 30 minutes. He comes back in the room and he's like, I shit myself. Like, Jesus, this is a good way to get to know your roommate.
No shit.
Yeah, no, it really was.
I gotta go.
You got a
good
one?
This is not, I didn't poop, but a guy I worked with did.
Wait, so this is his shit story?
Well, it's his shit, but my story.
Dude, you can't just take other people's shit stories.
Just listen to it, and then you'll understand.
It sounds like he was a pretty big part of the story.
I'm a huge part of the story.
I hope so. Cause...
So I used to work for this landscaping crew, and a lot of times you didn't have anywhere to poop. You just... You had to go in a bucket or the woods, or you had to go to like a restaurant, like on the way from job to job.
Now, were you working at like residential or commercial properties?
A little bit of both, but mostly residential.
I'm sure that's weird to ask
but
the homeowner.
A lot of times, yeah, it's very weird.
Yeah.
But if you're like close with them, because a lot of times you're there, you know, a few times a year, you build a little rapport, a little relationship with them.
Sure.
Actually, okay. So one time, and I hated doing it. I hated going to customers' house. We had this one guy named Phil, and he was cool as shit. He'd always give us beer. You know, even
nice.
When we were not even working on his house, he'd just be like, yeah, come over, have a beer. And my boss was like, hey, you mind if he uses your bathroom? And I had, like, this terrible stomach ache. Monsters and breakfast sandwiches.
Dude, come on.
Terrible diet.
Classic fucking.
But anyways, and then, you know, and then this is why I never liked doing it, because he got mad after. He's like, big old guy. And he was just like, what the fuck? I was like, what? You told me I could use your bathroom. And he was like, I didn't know you were taking a shit.
Yo!
Yo, but this is a story about the kid I worked with. So I went home. I was running to the wholesale place where we got rock, mulch, you know, stuff like that, topsoil. Yeah. And then what the fuck was that? but then I stopped home, and I think I used the bathroom, maybe got lunch or something, and I came back, and the kid who I left working there, I was like, all right, buddy, here's the plan. Here's how we're going to, you know, do this job. And he goes, here's the plan. He's like, I'm about to shit my pants. And I was like, why don't you walk down the street to Jamie's house? And he was like, I'm not going to make it. And mind you, it was six houses down. And he's like, I'm not going to make it. So he scurries into the trail. You know that poop walk?
Yeah.
You know
the
poop
the
walk? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
The little waddle.
So he does the poop walk into the trailer.
Into the trailer.
I'm talking just a fucking wide open and closed trailer. You can put lawnmowers and stuff in there.
Yeah.
This dude shits in a bag. A grocery bag, right?
Oh my god.
Ties it off. And then I'm like, dude, you can't put that in that lady's garbage can. He goes, wash me.
No!
And mind you, I'm this kid's boss. And he's just like, he's like, I'm just gonna do it. And fucking put this fucking grocery bag full of fucking human shit in this garbage can.
It's one big dog.
But the story doesn't end there.
Oh, God.
The next fucking day, we're at the same house, and the boss is gone the whole day, the owner. And he comes back, and he goes in the trailer, and he goes, who the fuck's shit in the trailer? So I start dying laughing, right? And then it comes to me, and I'm like, how do you know?
Yeah.
You know? And he goes, because it's still in there. So this kid, he just puts his head down and he goes, I'll get it.
Yeah. How do you not know that you shit in the trailer?
He missed. Oh, God.
That's a good story, all right.
Dude, but all those jobs, concrete, asphalt, landscaping, you gotta shit where you can, because you really don't have that great of, amenities.
That's weird, because back home, I'd shit once every other day, so I never really was worried about shitting, but here, dude, I'm shitting 3-4 times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's unreal.
They say you should shit 6 times a day.
All right, that's
a lot. Well, that's excessive.
Yeah, I think I read that, you know, men's health or something.
Yeah, I think it's just the amount of food that we end up eating.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't eat that much 3 meals a day.
I think it's the caffeine.
Caffeine plays a heavy part. But even when I wasn't drinking caffeine, like at Shep, at my last place, and here, before the caffeine, never really big into it. But still, man, the hot sauce would make me shit. Oof. I mean, that's just at home, though.
Well, to choke those field meals down, you had to put hot sauce on them. They were just so bad.
Mm-hmm. I got a buddy who works for a concrete company. So, similar deal as me, you know, landscaping. You can't just poop everywhere. And he had this boss. And this guy would shit anywhere. They had a shop where they would all meet up with all their equipment. And they would just shit next to it.
Oh!
disgusting, right? And so, they're at the job. And I guess this guy just shit wherever he wanted to. And they started at 4 in the morning, and he took a poop in the front lawn of his house where I put a driveway in.
You gotta be kidding me.
I swear to God. And then the homeowner calls him up, and she's like, there's a shit in my front lawn.
Why would he? Oh my god.
And she's like, I think one of your guys, you know, took shit in my front lawn. And he was like, yeah, I'm gonna have to look into that.
How do you not clean
that? Could you just imagine being the owner of a business and you're just shitting in someone's front lawn?
See, I worked for a landlord. He fixed up shitty apartments and rented them out to college kids. Small college town. After your freshman year, you moved off campus.
That's what you did.
So he had a lot of sorority and frat houses. And I was constantly working in this one sorority house because they just beat this place to hell.
Girls do that. Yep.
Oh my god, with the and tampons and everything.
Oh god, they're septic
system.
Sling
him against the wall.
I only found one tampon. I only found one. I was cleaning out the basement. That's ugh. But yeah, there were like two girls that lived there, and this house was like kind of set apart from the rest of town, and it was just awkward. Like every other day, at least, I was like, God, I hope they're not going to come back from their summer class right now because I got to take a shit. Never got invited to any parties there, though. I did a lot of work on their house. I was hoping for something.
Oh, God. It's probably because they knew you were pooping in their house.
Probably did.
Now, my question for Sweet Lou is, these fucking guys you're working with shitting everywhere, how do you like their ass?
Well, that's a good question.
I gotta imagine you
fast food napkins most of the time.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
that's a solid choice. It's innovative.
But I mean, when you're in a pinch, you gotta do what you gotta do.
You do. You're absolutely right. But I mean, dude, come on. You be working all day. You can't just not clean up after that.
I know.
And for someone like me, I would need a lot, like a whole stack of those fast food napkins, because I gotta, dude, I'm wiping for days.
Yeah.
It must be wet hairy ass.
Yeah, messy bum.
It's a messy bum bum, I'll tell you, brother. I hate it. It takes me a while to wipe.
I know, it's like 30 minutes in the bathroom and you decide to poop.
That's because I'm on my phone just fucking bullshitting.
Oh god, your legs gotta go numb.
They do, they really do, and I never learned my lesson.
That's why I got rid of social media. One time I was
Is that why
shit,
you got rid of
and,
social media?
I was done, but I didn't get off the toilet because I was, you know, scrolling through Instagram or whatever.
Sure.
Then I went to go stand up. I almost fell down.
I've never had him go that far asleep.
Yeah. Well, he's got to carry on a lot of weight, you know, so. He skips leg day, obviously. So
oh, does skip leg
you
day.
To. You got to, huh?
You got biceps, why would Bird you work out your legs? No chick ever walks around and is like, oh my god, look at that guy's legs. They're so hot. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Around here, you're on the beach a lot.
Shorts year round.
It is
hot. The calf
hot
game
here.
Has to be on point.
Oh, but you know, they say calves are 80% genetic, so I guess Grandpa Lou just is a total pussy or something.
Dude, my calves have come a long way.
Really?
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, wow.
The hair kind of gets in the way, but like, with the right shadowing.
You know, you shaved your chest. You should probably just shave the legs.
If someone would pay me to shave my legs, I would. If I did it for free or just for the fun, I feel like it'd be weird.
I'll give you $5 to shave it on air right now.
Shave a what?
I'll give you $5 if you shave them on air right now.
On air, yeah. Like, how much shaving we're talking?
I'm talking taking it down with my clippers from ankle to not too close to your crotch because I use those for my hair. but like up to your like.
Yeah. Right up to the upper thigh.
Yeah, upper thigh.
It'd show your tattoo off.
And yeah. And but here's the only parameter. You only can do one leg.
Yeah! Yeah!
You'll do it?
Bro, I have to go to fucking. I gotta go tomorrow like that.
Yeah, $5.
Would I get in trouble for that?
I don't think so.
Alright!
How are they gonna get you in trouble for that?
Let's do it!
$5.
Alright! Yeah! Making some money, overtime! Dude! I always wanted this, but now that it's happening, I'm kinda really nervous. I'm gonna look like a damn fool.
You might look like a little bit of a fool.
Hey, also, you gotta sign this waiver so you won't sue me if I cut you up.
That's a small little.
Hey, maybe we don't do this on the carpet.
Yeah, where are you planning to go?
We're gonna do it on the carpet, then we'll just vacuum it up.
Let's do it on the tile. Let's do it on the tile.
Now, we're not like getting a razor. This is just the trimmer, right?
Yeah, we'll just. I mean, we're taking
a trimmer.
Skin.
Okay.
It's now too late to back out.
Well, you're just starting right there, huh?
I don't have $5, by the way.
I don't need it. Just say you paid me. Yeah, I don't need the proof. Yo.
You know, it does make that tattoo pop.
Yeah, you gonna send this to your girlfriend?
Yeah. She's gonna be so happy.
She's gonna break up with you, dude.
Yo, that's a smooth looking fucking leg. I'm excited.
Quit moving does before it I cut smooth? Your dick off by accident. Then we'll be really in trouble.
How's it feel?
It's a little prickly.
Well, no doubt. Holy shit, I've never seen my bare leg.
Hey,
like
just so you guys can understand, like, how much hair this kid has on his legs.
Cannoli's a hairy guy. He's Italian.
It looks like he's wearing fucking compression pants made out of fucking wolf pubes.
Wolf pubes.
So I don't think this is the first time Joe has seen his legs since the third grade.
You're gonna have to get the top of the foot too. He's kind of got hobbit feet.
Oh yeah.
Or maybe just leave that. That'd be kind of.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Get that little like indent right there. Dude, get some nice clippers, trimmers, whatever you want to call
yeah,
them.
Yeah, I think I paid like $30 for them.
I'm gonna get myself a pair. Oh, right up the shin bone. Dude, that's fucking gnarly. Can you draw an
Can
arrow
we
or
leave
something?
A strip?
Yo, I'm right leaving here. The knee hair.
Is that gonna be fucking knee bad? Bro, this can't be in regs.
What do you
what
mean?
Regs?
There's no way they have leg hair regs.
You can't be just making designs in your fucking leg hair.
Sure yeah, we can. Might have to get rid of all the hair.
Well, I'm not doing the other leg.
Dude.
Yo, just when people ask you tomorrow, don't say a word.
Say I woke up like this?
Yo, I don't know what you're talking about. I've always looked like this.
Good for you guys for not noticing till now.
Dude, you could make a fucking toupee out of all this hair.
Come on, hair.
You know, instead of podcasts, maybe we should do vlogs so the people can see this. You know what? When we upload this, you're gonna have to take a picture of it.
Okay.
Maybe, I could probably do a yin and yang with all this hair on your kneecap.
I would like that.
Yo, $20 says this shit's grown back by fucking end of the month.
Right.
Alright, give me your calf. Like, turn around so I can...
Yeah.
Whoa, don't put your ass in my face, yo.
It looks more lean. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, when you shave, I feel like extremities look way better when you shave them.
I'd say we could shave your legs, but you're kind of blonde.
Yeah, you wouldn't even be able to tell.
Now, how do you guys
feel about
the mustaches?
Alright, there's two questions.
Let's go with mustaches first. We'll circle back around to the man bush.
Oh, you know what they say. Not every man with a mustache is a pedophile.
A lot of them here are starting to look kind of... pee-pee toucher. Right.
But every pedophile has a mustache.
That is true.
Like, B across the hall.
Which one? Oh.
The guy that had
the
sweet,
haircut issue?
Yeah.
You know, he's growing a mustache?
I didn't want to say his name. He's growing a mustache because of where he is in class.
I'm familiar. I'm sorry, but...
It's got, like, a strawberry blonde thing coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, he got some weird blondish hair there, huh?
Here's the thing. I can't grow a good mustache because I'm blonde.
Right.
But I think it's fucking hilarious when I do. Because it looks like shit.
Oh my fucking god, that's fucking... It's like you've got a fucking knee pad on, but it's just hair. That is fucking awesome.
Hey, can we upload a picture of this for the...
Frida?
Frida!
Dude, look at all that fucking hair!
Yeah. Let's see if we can tighten this up a little bit.
You make it a sick-ass goatee.
Yeah, I'm leaving that.
Yeah, let's get the knee real quick.
That's you.
Yo, get a picture of all his hair on the fucking crown, bro. That's one leg. What if I just did the knee on your other side? Oh, I gotta do it in here.
Yeah, get that air fry.
Yo, I can draw a dick out of this.
That is a lot of hair.
Oh, that tickles. That tickles up there.
You like that, huh?
Hey, remember, you showered after the workout, yeah. So you go as high as you want, buddy.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't just trust anyone who takes a shower.
Uh-oh. Are you actually drawing a dick? You yeah. have to. Can we not draw a fucking dick yeah. on my lid?
Yeah, you just know girls, it's your dick.
Yo! My dick would just hang down to my knee.
Yo, get a picture of the dick. Get his face in there so you can get like a...
Get my backside?
Oh yeah.
What is that? You lift my fucking ass? Yeah, you don't go too hard, huh?
You want to do the other one?
The other what?
The other leg.
Should we do the other leg? You want to leave a one-on-one? Yeah. Which is ready? I wish we could be with a boat.
I just want to leave the knee here.
Dude, it looks like a dirty fucking knee. Sucking dick all night on a fucking
yo.
Black tar, man.
Oh my god. Whew. Just think, all we had to do is start a podcast to get you to do something stupid.
Are you going to leave the knee?
Yeah, I got to leave the knee.
Maybe I'll post it to my story and say... Leave the hair.
Did you leave a dick on his leg?
Yeah.
Maybe we should get rid of that one before tomorrow.
Yo! What the fuck, Evan? You fucking piece of shit. That shit tickles. No homo, though. He's doing it? Leave the front. I'm going to take a picture of this.
The before and after.
He's just getting right in the way of the mirror. I said leave the front.
It's the side.
It's the side.
What's the weirdest thing you've shaved? Butthole. Aside from...
Butthole.
What's it like trying to shave a butthole?
With a straight razor, it's...
Whoa!
Well, yeah.
A straight razor? Like
oh,
the
yeah.
one the barbers use for a skin fade?
No. Like, you know what I mean. Like
a
like
razor on
blade.
Your face?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not straight, right? Yeah, it's just a razor.
Yeah, I don't know. I like to say straight razor.
Oh, you're not cool for saying
I don't eat too much sugar cereal. Is that sugar cereal?
Bro, Honey Nut Cheerios past 8 p.m.,
Honey Nut Cheerios.
Carbs and sugar and dairy fat right before bed.
1%.
Are you drinking 1% because you think you're fat? Because you're not. You could totally drink whole milk if you wanted to.
Hey, Evan, thanks for Hey, sweet Lou, thanks for shaving my legs.
Oh, shit, we're on?
Yeah.
We really gotta work on that.
Maybe like a big on-air sign in the room.
Yeah.
Oh, we should do that.
But, since I'm eating Honey Nut Cheerios,
totally
top
sponsored.
Three cereals, whether they're still being made or not. Pack, go.
Cookie Crisp, because it brings me back. Cocoa Pebbles.
And oh, that's a cereal.
Cocoa Pebbles is a cereal.
And you just made that up.
You've never heard of Cocoa Pebbles?
Chocolatey Pebbles.
You've never heard of Cocoa... Okay, Cocoa Pebbles is a thing.
It's chocolatey pebbles.
No,
it's not
chocolatey
pebbles. It's
like fruity pebbles. Cocoa Pebbles.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I shopped at Aldi's when I grew up. I was poor.
Wow.
If you guys had frosted mini wheats, I had frosted squares. Frosted wheat squares.
I'm stuck on the third cereal, but I think I'm going to go with Special K with strawberry.
Wow, what are you, a 40-year-old woman trying to lose weight after that divorce?
Yeah, you know, it's better than hydroxycut.
Joe, top three.
Top three cereals all time?
Yeah.
Can't go wrong with Honey Nut Cheerios.
That's true.
Lucky Charms. Number 2. Number 3. I want to put something berry in there. But also, like, Cocoa Puffs fucks. But that's too, like, cliche, overrated. You know what's low-key good? Captain Crunch Berry.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty fucking good.
That shit destroyed the roof of my mouth.
Ugh. But you loved it. You went back for
it. I did love it.
That was delicious. You gotta let it sit in the milk for a minute.
Sure. Sure, you do. Let's
soften up. You can't just dive right in, because that's like eating dry cereal. If you're eating all off the top, it's just dry cereal. Now, number one, Reese's Puff.
Ooh, I forgot about that.
Dude, I never had those.
Get out. Get out, you're out. You're out of the podcast.
Sorry, I didn't
welcome to Peck. Welcome to Sweet Lou and the Peck Show. So, Reese's. And then, oh man, Lucky Charms. Then third. Fuck.
The third one's hard.
Either Cap'n Crunch or Cinnamon Toast Crunch or.
This is a lot of ors. You gotta
or
pick.
Or Cookie Crisp.
Dude, Cookie Crisps. I feel good. Did Cannoli actually leave?
Joe, you can come back.
Okay.
Started to feel bad.
So what you said, Reese's Puffs were number one. No. Was number two.
Lucky Charms.
Hey, my man, number three.
And then three was a three-way tie.
No shit, you can do that? So you have five in the top three. That's cool, all right. Let's see what you got.
Cap'n Crunch.
All right, the classic.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I forgot about that one.
That's a good one.
Cookie Crunch.
Yeah, I had that once or twice. I had it dry.
Oatmeal squares.
From Life. Dude, underrated, Life and Pops. Is it Pops and Kits? Dude,
oh,
there's so
yeah.
many good cereals from childhood. Life, Pops, Kits.
We should buy a whole mess of cereal and have a cereal eating contest. Yeah.
That'd be crazy.
That'd be crazy. 2% milk, though.
I might stick with whole milk.
Wow. I was raised on the dairy, bitch.
It was the beef farm.
Yeah, I can tell I've seen you with your pants off.
Jeez. Alright, I think that's a good place to wrap up.
Yeah, don't forget to like, subscribe. I'm just kidding. I fucking hate
like, comment,
say
and
that.
Subscribe.
People are
don't
thirsty
to hit
for
that
followers.
Fucking podcast. We don't have that.
Alright, tune in next time with, what's the name again?
Joey and the Pecs.
Joey and the Pecs! Whoop whoop!
I'm still thinking of my closeout segment. Tune in next time to hear what I say to wrap it up. Oh, how about, wait, what if I was like, let's do it like a condom and wrap it up?
Yeah! Make like a condom and wrap it up.
Yeah! Yeah.